Blog Talk Radio.
The Paranormal Psychic Radio Show, every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen to guests, callers, and a live chat. Come listen to Solana and Christina Nelson on the Paranormal Psychic Radio Program. If you want to be on the Paranormal Psychic Radio Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at 347-989-0937. That's 347-989-0937.
Woohoo! And call us if you want to come on, and be sure and press 1 if you want to come on air with us. Hello, hello, and welcome to Paranormal Psychic Radio. We're here on Wednesday. This is already March 11th. I am just like, what? Deep breath. We're almost a quarter way through the year. I'm like, I'm flabbergasted. Aren't you flabbergasted? Say hello, Miss Christina.
Am I flabbergasted? What is that? Come on, that word. Anyway. Reminds me of like taking the air out of a balloon. Flabber. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
It's an old word, that's for sure.
It is.
But, you know, a lot of things we do are old and outdated and time for new. And, you know, we always talk about a new. We always think someone's going to bring a new. And then what? We end up repeating the same thing. Who does that? Who does that? Wow.
I was at Aqua Aerobics, and there was a little old lady in the pool with me, and I forget that not everybody is computer savvy. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for so long, I just assume the whole world's doing it, right?
Right.
And so I told her, oh, yeah, I got these amazing shoes. Oh, yeah, you know, I want you to go, when you get home, get online, go to www.conabed. She's like, what's that? What's www? I'm like, really? Wait, whoa, whoa. And I backed up, and I'm like, well, she is about 80-something. Mm-hmm. I said, do you not have a computer? And she goes,
We just froze. I don't know if you froze or if everyone could hear you.
I don't know. You know why? Because Earthbound Angel came in the room. That's why.
Oh, well, because everything was kind of froze for a second. I'm like, oh, what is she saying? Oh, could y'all hear her in the chat room? Let us know. Or if not, we'll have to repeat that because I'm sure it was, you know, very point to what we're saying. You know, because, again, people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, not a lot of them are on the internet. You know, they don't have a computer. You know, they're off, you know, golfing and traveling. And, you know, that's the last thing. They have travel agents and stuff that, you know, that do their, you know, booking and things. They don't go online. You know, they're just, you know, oh, I'm like, how is that possible? But then there are also those younger kids, you know, that don't have a computer because they don't have money. They don't have access to technology. They don't have access to the internet. I mean, to the ability to have cable so that, you know, you have the internet, you know, or either or. They don't have the money for that. So there are really a lot of people that are not on the World Wide Web, you know, given the amount of people that are on this planet. But, you know, just talking about here in the U.S. alone, it's you know, really, to think about it, there are programs that are actually in some areas that have trucks that take computers around to different schools and things because they would otherwise not see a computer. And the school, you know, there's no finance in the, you know, no budget, rather, in the public school system in some areas, you know, because they are, you know, below the poverty line. And, you know, the kids, they don't have the same benefits that they do, you know, and some people don't even realize that, you know. It's, you know, what are we doing here? We're just repeating the same history over and over again, you know, the haves and the have-nots. The haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, the haves, I love that word. I love that saying, the haves and the have-nots. There's actually a show about that now.
Yeah, it's on the Oprah Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've watched it, and that's so true. That's why I watched it, because I'm like, oh, the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And they really put it out there, you know, that the haves feel privileged. And the have-nots feel underprivileged, and they don't even know what the word privilege means, you know, because the only thing they're privileged to is, you know, waking up and living another day.
Yeah.
You know, because it's crazy.
Cheryl John in the room just put, do you remember free TV? Yeah, I remember free TV. No such a thing now.
Well, no, because they changed it from the analog to digital. You know, so, you know, but, you know, there are still the analog available depending on what your setup is. Like, for instance, like a trailer, you know, you can get an analog situation going, and there's stuff, you know, old television and stuff. And it's not like, you know, depending on where you're at, networks and things can be picked up, but it's not certainly like it is for cable where you've got 100, 250 choices and still nothing on. But
that is so true. After 1 o'clock in the morning, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it. It's all infomercials.
Yep, television's dead. Yep. And it is the infomercial king. But yeah, and that runs until 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's horrible.
Right? But, you know, what's even crazier is that people, you know, don't remember free TV. You know, there's people today that if you weren't here 10 years ago, you didn't know what free TV was. And
oh, no.
What was all happening there. so,
I remember when cable started coming out, about the time MTV came out, which was about 1980.
It was early 80s. And, yeah, even MTV back then was commercial-free.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Now MTV's got how many different channels? You know?
Uh-huh, and it's mostly all commercials.
Exactly.
And it's
they've even been taking it.
But yeah. I remember MTV was the shizzle-dizzle, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they weren't networks. They were considered to be cable. Cable, I don't know if y'all know, but cable actually started in the underground. Underground being people that wanted to go on television. But they, of course, their shows weren't going to make no network, you know, thing. So, but cable actually was something that you could tap into because, again, the frequencies that are television, they're analog. They're in the air. You know, you can tap into them given the right equipment. So you could broadcast on what they called cable network. And, you know, it was commercial free. There was no commercials on cable. And it was, you know, independent people wanting to do a show. And, you know, it was all kinds of crazy stuff. That you remember the show Wayne's World, the movie? Wayne's World. It was based on somebody who had started in the, you know, cable network, and then a network took over, and you know, made them, you know, network guys, rather, you know, took
yeah,
over
I remember
everything.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was based loosely on real situations, because again, even radio, radio was a lot of underground radio stations. The AM stations were the only thing that were available, and so the FM stations, which were just another higher frequency. That could be tapped into, given the right equipment. They would broadcast, you know, pirate radio, and there's actually a movie out about that also. You know, about the underground market of radio and television. You know, it just again, you know, you take away, you know, what the mainstream wants to do, and that is to have television on with networks and commercials and get paid, because they get paid megabucks. Nothing compared to what it costs to make that commercial. They get paid, you know, to run that, you know. And so, you know, my God, it's just such a system that, again, you know, has taken it and criminalized it now. You can't do a cable network, you know, television show anymore. You know, now, though, they worked around it and put it on the Internet. Now, even like with Rachel Ray. Not Rachel Ray, Paula Deen, you know, kicked off of the Food Network, kicked off of her, you know, because of whatever remark she made, whatever that situation was. But now you can find her online. She has her own show that you have to subscribe to monthly for like $4.99 or $9.99, something like that. And a lot of people have now taken it on the Internet, you know. I mean, even like Coast to Coast, George Norrie, he has a show on Guam TV. Guam TV is... you know, a bunch of people got together, you know, like, you know, George Norrie and David Wilcock, and, you know, they were tired of, you know, not being heard on the network and not being heard on the mainstream for what's really, you know, the information that they have to put out there. So they've gone on the Internet. So, but you have to pay $9.99 a month to have access to all those TV shows that are on, you know.
Well, you know, the Internet is taking over, and Internet TV as well. They're coming out with the TVs now you can buy that has access to all those Internet shows.
Mm-hmm.
So Internet is where it's at, and it's less paperwork or red tape, less red tape, less BS, and less money.
Well, I don't know about the less money, because these guys are still doing the full network kind of productions, you know, where they have a studio. Even John Edwards has same thing. He's taken it online. You can go and pay $9.99 a month. And watch him, you know, the shows and guests and things that he has. You know, got a chance for a free reading and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, and again, but they're going to find a way. You watch, because again, they took over the cable network, and now it's all network. Now all those channels on those higher frequencies are they're only digitally accessible. That's why they went from analog to digital, because you can, you know, it's harder to tap into a digital system than it was that analog system. So there can't be any more underground networks. It takes a lot of know-how now to tap in, and you know, like they show in the movies, where you can tap in and take over the frequencies and broadcast whatever you want, right? So they'll find they're going to find a way to take over all that too. You know, I mean, it's just history repeating itself over and over and over again.
As far as I can see, it is. Scenarios, but it is.
Right. Well, different scenarios, because what we're talking about here is, as the population grows, it's like they have to find different ways to, charge the end user, to, you know, take advantage of the situation. You know, I think the same thing has happened with what we want to term, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They put a criminal element to all of that. And it made it even more, you know, secret and underground. And that's something that, you know, they've not been able to stop and take away from being underground, because, you know, it's individual people. You know, it's not, it's not a whole network that they can take control of. And, you know, airwaves, they can take control of the airwaves. But they can't, you know, take complete and total control away and of, you know, what people are going to do with the energy that's at hand. You know, I mean, again, and for me, it's about not knowing about all the players. You need to know about all the players before you make any decisions for yourself. If you look at other countries and stuff, where, or even other states, because look, let's face Nevada here in the United States is one of the, legal for prostitution. And it's not gone crazy like, you know, everybody wants to think it would. You know, I don't think any more people go to a prostitute there than they go to any other state, you know, it's still. But it's all about keeping it secret and underground, and no matter what happens, we all try to do that. We all try to throw it underground. We all try to keep it secrets and, you know, try and make that element, which is, you know, that negative element for me, because it's the criminal element. You know, it's like if I was president, I'd change all the laws, make everything legal, and then make them pay taxes on it, and and start changing the perception of what it is that we're doing. Because I think our perception of what it is that we do is what makes it a sin, and what makes it, you know, us feel guilty, and, you know, takes really a toll on us, you know, because we're constantly told no. Can't do that. Right? Uh-oh. Did I lose Chris? Oh, I sure did. Uh-oh. Here we go with Skype again. I still show her there, so it's trying to grab her back.
I'm back.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. But so you missed. But someone's, what Cheryl saying, and was in Vegas, and they hand out where to get a girl. Yeah, they handed a card to a groom walking with his bride. Yep.
There are a couple. I know of one that's Sweden, and they legalized a lot of that, and they have rapes, sexual crimes, than any other country. Crimes in a whole are a lot less in that country, because they've legalized, you know, marijuana, prostitution, several other things too, so. The alcohol limit, though, I was surprised is higher than here. The age limit.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised about that. But anyway, maybe people need to start following Sweden the way they're doing it. You know?
Well, I know, because you can even take that down to teen pregnancy and, you know, teen sexual diseases and, you know, and not only just that, but teen smokers and teen users, you know, it's less. Because, it's you're taking away the criminal element, the secret of it. And it puts it in a whole different spin for your thought, your psyche. And, you know, it's like, well, it's no big deal if it's legal. You know, it's no, you know, if it's legal, then, you know, there's no secret element. There's no being told no. There's no, you know, I mean, not because you're not going to still tell your kids not to do it, because you still are. You know, you're still going to have your influence on your kids, but you'll have a better influence, and it'll take away that, you know, ooh, secret thing away from it. You know, it's like I told my kids every time they went out when they were teenagers and they were going out, whatever, I'd be like, all right, go have fun. You know, I can't see what you're doing, but God's watching you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, because you can't. Once they leave that door, that they are in the hands of the public. And so, you know, that'd be weird. So, yeah, take away all the perspective of it, though, is really what messes with us. And it messes with our psyche, too, because then we're like, we think everything we do is a sin. I can't have a cigarette. It's a sin. You know, I can't cut. That's a sin. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy the way that we've taken words and we've taken ideas and we've, you know, just mushed them together and that thinks that people can handle it. You know, it's like telling a 5-year-old that loses their parents, you know, that, you know, they can handle everything, that they don't need any kind of therapy or, you know, and it's not true. You know, a child is, you know, noticed, especially I do believe in therapy for children because they're the ones who don't have any processing ability. You know, they can't rationalize what's happening because they have nothing to, you know, grab from, no experience to, you know, hold on to. They're 5, you know, so it's a whole other world for them in their perspective. And if they're not given that ability to express themselves and work through and, you know, then, well, there you go. We're just going to keep repeating the same thing again. So, I mean, it's just about perspective and how it is that we think about it. And if we think that it's all bad and we think that it's a crime and we think it's a sin and, you know, we're not going to ever change the process of how we deal with it. You know, we have to be able to find a way to make sense of it, and you can't. And you can't rationalize the irrational because it's irrational to me to have the laws that we have. I'm just well, and, you know, and you know, God bless all those that think that they can go and create more laws and do whatever they want. You know, because that happens every day in this world. You know, people come up and just change things. You would not be, you guys really need to look into what your constitutional laws are today because they are so amended, you have none. It's been taken away from you. it was taken away years ago. And we don't even know that. We still say, oh, we have the Constitution. Yeah, well, do you know where it is? Do you know how it's being implemented? Do you know if it is being implemented? Do you know if it's been changed? Do you know all the amendments to it? Do you know what each, you know, executive order has done, you know? No, but again,
Lord.
It's the same thing process again, history repeating itself even on what the government is and how the people think about it. You know, because again, they're told that, you know, they need this government. You know, we supposedly pay these people, our taxpayers, you know, pay the people that run the, you know, that's where they get their seed money from. And then they take it and throw it into whatever and facade and make it more money. But anyway, that's just the whole premise, though, of, again, being told that you have to have, you know, someone run this for you because, you know, you people couldn't run yourselves. You're not, you know, self-governing people, you know. You're not given a chance to be self-governing. You're told from birth what, how, where to act. So it's crazy that we continue to do that. And I think that a lot of times if we look at other countries and we see the way that they've decriminalized a lot of issues and how it's benefited the whole, you know, not just a few, but the whole. And that's what we have to start working for. And stop feeling like we can't do anything. And now we all feel so helpless. You know, we do. We feel like it's just one voice. But if we all got together again and started doing stuff and stuck to it, you know, not let the distractions sway you from your commitment to, you know, making a change, we're just going to keep repeating the same thing. Same history. Your kids are going to suffer the same thing. Your grandchildren are going to suffer the same. Your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. Right, because we're all right now. We're all great, 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 great grandchildren of somebody. You know, and still repeating the same things. It's like, come on, don't you see it?
For real, no.
You know, why don't you see it? What is it? What is it that causes those distractions and keeps them going? You know,
say lower energy, maybe something like that, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's one of the rational explanations, as far as my mind can tell. It's an external issue, you know, because again, we are all good people. I think of all of us in this room, on the line, we'll all agree that we're good people, that we do our best, you know. But yet, you know, why then? You know, and again, I don't want to hear nothing about karma that we're brought up because I don't even believe in that anymore because bad things happen to good people, good things happen to bad people. You know, and I don't think that some good karmic life from your last one gives you the permission and the right or the entitlement to cause harm to another in this life. You know, I don't believe that. That's not some entitlement that's given to the few. You know, no, So that's one of the rational. We try to rationalize it by saying it's internal, that, you know, my past life or whatever that bad thought was I had caused me to now suffer this and this and this. You know, I just can't buy into that form of thinking either, you know. It's like I'm trying not to limit the possibilities, but I just cannot accept the hypothesis. I can't entertain it. I can't. Something's got to give if it is. Let's head for the hills.
I'm down. Let's go.
Right? I mean, that'd be the only way to really stop and change anything for yourself is to remove yourself from the society that is and create a new. And, but let me tell you how many people have tried to do that even. You can even go to a place in New Mexico that have a whole community down there of people who have tried to go green and build or the Earthship style homes. You know, and again, people come and go with that idea. And they always tend to go back to the idea that they had before they found that and, you know, go right back into society.
Well, I'm down as long as I have internet, a refrigerator, a Pizza Hut close by. What else do I need?
Oh my God.
A car. Now, if I have all those things, I'm down. Let's go.
A Pizza Hut.
I got to have delivery pizza. But if
I have
all those things,
well, then forget it. You can't. You can't go off the grid and be close enough for a Pizza Hut. I'm sorry. They don't have the they don't have the remote control airplanes yet that go and deliver.
Yeah, I ain't going.
That's the problem. All these conveniences that we think are to our benefit, which are not. They're totally, you know, totally have wiped out the self-thinking person. But I'm not saying we're, you know, not self-thinkers. I'm saying that we don't think about other ways to attain our survival and, you know, think outside of the box that, you know, we have to live in a house with electricity and running water and, you know, there are other ways to attain that, you know, than living in a subdivision of everybody else's houses right next to you and up your butt 2 feet away and, you know. there's a better way. And could you imagine what we could all do if we pulled our resources? Oh, the fun of Skype these days. I tell you, I'm so sorry. I got dropped. Let me try and add Miss Christina back to my call, if you can hear me, Christina. Can y'all hear me in the chat room? Let me know. I'm on air. I tell you, I'm so disgusted with Skype. They have just been horrible to us, haven't they? Horrible, 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 horrible. All right, let's see if we can get Christina back.
Okay.
All right, there you are.
All right. I don't know what happened. We just kind of like, I think that was you that went down.
No, my whole Skype, though, went blank, which, hello.
Wow.
I just really am irritated with it. I think that, you know, since Microsoft bought them. they have been horrible. I've been on Skype for 10 years, and you know, I pay. I'm not on a free account. I pay $30 every 3 months to have my Skype because I use it for business. So I have a telephone number and, you know, recording capabilities. I bought the whole program. And, you know, I've been so disgusted with it. It has dropped more on me the last, you know, 3-4 months than it ever did. But anyway, it's a great internet. See, what would you really miss it if you didn't have it?
I would miss it. I have to be honest. I didn't think about that one long, did I, guys?
No.
I do a lot of stuff on it. I mean, it's just it's my world, my business.
Right.
So
I know. Well, we could still have the internet because it can be done still through satellite.
Yeah,
so we can have satellite. We'll have the internet. The only thing I can guarantee you is there will not be a Pizza Hut within 5 miles to come deliver to you.
Somebody's going to be having some pizza or I ain't going.
Oh, I love pizza. I love to make pizza, though.
Yeah.
And you know I'm a good cook.
I know you're a good cook.
You know I can
make
pizza.
My pizza. I'm going to call you.
11 o'clock at night.
Hello, Solana. I'd like to order a, let's see, I want the pan crispy Let me think. Yeah, I want the pan crispy crust. Let's see, I want mushroom. Yeah, you're going to make that for me, Solana?
Yeah. I can make that. No, girl, even stuffed crust, if you want some stuffed crust.
I'm down. I don't care. I'll take it all. Hey, I heard a really interesting rumor today, kind of a little bit on the same track as what we're talking about a little bit, but Phil's TV, reality TV, has been really popular for, I don't know, maybe a good 3, 4, 5 years. Phil's TV is like the Kardashians, Honey Boo Boo, shows like that, Pregnant Moms Without Dads or whatever that show is on MTV. So there's a lot of these kind of not very, kind of lower energy shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're phasing out.
Yeah.
So I believe this, a lot of spiritual people are doing, and I know you do too, these energetic prayer chains and things, mm-hmm. for the universe and to clean it up and put some positive out there in the world and things. And I think that it's starting to get noticeable. Because again, the Kardashians, I heard, are getting canceled. Honey Boo Boo got canceled. I know that pregnancy teen show is getting canceled now. I don't think they're going into another season. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these shows that glorify this lower energy stuff are starting to go bye bye, and we're getting more positive shows in, like family shows, The Little People, and understanding how they live their lives with their children. And I think it's a beautiful show. There's another show, if you guys give it a chance. It's Sister Wives. Amazing man, has 4 wives. It sounds perverted, people, but you got to give it a chance because it's not.
Well, against tradition, some tradition.
Yeah, that's what it is, because it is a beautiful, beautiful show with an amazing message of family love and raising their children. And I tell you, I went in to watch this show very like, oh, you're a pervert, you're an asshole, and you just want these wives to, you know, be a pervert too. It's not.
Right.
It's nothing like that. So watch Sister Wives. It's a wonderful show. So there are a lot of good family-oriented type shows that are coming out now. That's reality TV. And I love that. I love the fact that the goodness is coming back to TV. Maybe slower than we would like, but it's coming back. Yeah, 19 Kids and Counting. They were attacked, I know. But you know what, Cheryl? Even though they were attacked, they're still a very loving, kind, good family. I mean, is there a little overboard with 19 kids? Maybe, but who are we to judge? They seem to handle them just fine.
Right.
They're doing better with their 19 kids than I did with my 2 stupid sons that I love to death, but my God. You know? So, I mean, what do you think about that, Solana? What do you think about that?
At the same time, you know, I think it's going overboard, because while we have those shows that may be coming and going, and of course they're all just fads and this is how it happens, there's crazier paranormal shows that are on. Because I have been watching one. The Haunted is one that my mother watches. I don't really watch it, but she's been watching it a lot lately. And so anyway, the lady that's on there, you know, she gives into her fears, and if she comes in contact with some, you know, low energy that she doesn't want to deal with, she leaves. you know, and then there's the demonologist guy, which, you know, I think half of it feels fake, you know, and it's like, so they're really starting to script a lot of these ghost shows.
Yeah, and that's fading away, though. I hear from my producer that people are not not getting good ratings, these shows.
Well, I was going to say, because they're still all over the cable channels.
Well, yeah, they're still everywhere, and there's a lot of rerun ones, because there are quite a few that didn't get picked back up, from what I was told.
Right.
If you notice, there's a lot of them that are rerun shows.
Mm-hmm.
But and I was just talking to my producer this week, and these paranormal shows are kind of fading out. People are getting tired of them. Although, there are some new ideas coming up the chain for some new kind of paranormal shows, But yeah, you're right. A lot of it is scripted, and I think that we, as the normal people out there, know that these are scripted. By now, I should have caught 20 ghosts and sit down and interview them on the TV show. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not happening. Right? So,
yeah.
Wait a minute here, you know. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a frequency and a vibration that, you know, may or may not be possible, you know, because, again, there are, even if it did happen, there are so many disbelievers and non-believers because of those shows that, you know, no proof would be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would still get shut down and, you know, debunked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because so I think they do more harm. My point is all these shows do more harm than good. It's like a bad psychic. They do more harm than good because they're giving out bad information and they feel so, you know, justified in what they're saying and doing in their own lives. It's still not. It's messed
they
up.
They do give out bad information. I know for a fact there was one show that they a lot of the public were like, oh, my God, look, there was a brick that flew across the it was an attic or something. Oh, my God, it really happened. I know for a fact that was made up.
Fake, yeah.
And but everybody believed in it.
Right.
I really believed
that was
so
that,
I,
that
know,
was
wait,
Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the name of it.
I did because there's one guy that actually left, you know, because he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. His ethics were just all over the place with it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And also some psychic medium shows have been known to do that. I know that my producer knows that I won't do that. And he was cool with it because he said we can work around and do other things so we don't have to script and make up some of your investigations or your readings because you won't, you know, he knows I won't do that. But there's other things we can do to make it really exciting and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island medium, absolutely. Now, but you know what? It's Scripted. Really not her fault. They do this because otherwise she's not going to have a show.
And trust me, she knows. She knew going in what was going to be happening. They tell you. You know, it's not that the actors and the people that, you know, production company tells all. You know, they have to, you know, and so, but, you know, and I agree with, you know, doing the shows. I would do one if, you know, one came up, but I would try and throw my ethics in there at the same time, you know,
you have to
be strong and let them know that, you know, hey, you know, this stuff, I don't have to make nothing up. This stuff comes through. So, you know, I don't need to be told. It's like going to a ghost investigation, you know, and you're being told all the stuff before. I don't want to be told. Don't tell
either.
Me. I want to go in and tell you. I want to go find the hot spots and stuff. And, you know, so that's the way I would operate. And again, I have done a show where I still stuck to my ethics. And guess what they did? They Hollywoodized it. They changed the story. They added voice over to where it made it sound like we were saying certain things and we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether you agree to it or not, they're going to make the end result, the end product, theirs. You know, which
they
have
the money.
And they have
exactly.
Every right to do so because they give you sign away all rights when you agree to do any work with them. You agree to a paycheck and you sign away all your rights. So you have to go along with what they do.
Yeah. It's a lot of folks have been there more than once, so we know, and it's true, they do.
And even if you don't, they'll change it to make it look like you did.
That's what they did with ours. That one we did, what was it, I'll Haunt You When I'm Dead. I mean, they made it look like it was a goddamn tornado in my house.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Right.
And that wasn't even in when we were doing the interview for the show. That didn't happen.
Let me tell you how convincing they are. As you all may know, they replayed our show that we did, My Haunted Vacation, the other night. And one of the people that was actually there at the resort with us when we had our experience saw the show and actually had to ask if it really happened that way.
Wow.
You know, that's how convincing the show was to make it look like this is the series of events, this is the way it happened. But even someone who was there questioned, did that really happen?
That's really good. Well,
you know? It's
I even questioned it when I was watching ours. I was like, wait a minute.
Right? Is that really how it went down?
I remember that. Did that happen? Did that really happen? No. You know, but yeah, I know. And a little bit it tweaks our ethics, but I will not sit there and make up readings. That's one thing I won't do, and my producer knows that. He's good with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you want to make it look like, you know, because there was a part in my show where my shirt was tugged, and the person that was with me actually saw the back of my shirt get tugged.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it come up, protrude,
mm-hmm.
and that happened. But, so, here is Hollywood. They're going to Hollywood it up. So I'm going up the stairs, my shirt gets tugged, and all of a sudden there's a big tornado going up my stairs, clothes and pictures and everything was flying. Oh, my God, she's going to get it. You know, it was so, like, dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly how it happened. So you know what? They tweaked it a little. I don't care about that.
Right.
It looks like a tornado. I don't care. I really did get pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as the story, for me, as long as the story's being told. I don't care what you do to it. I don't care what people think afterwards. Just getting the information out there that this is a possibility.
Yes, it is.
That's all that's important. You know, to open people up to this is a possibility. This happened. I don't care. Our show was scripted after we did our interview. Our interview was unscripted. When we went in, we did our complete interview, unscripted, as just given the facts as to what exactly happened, and, you know, that was it. You know, so then they take that, though, and put a whole, you know, scenario around it and script it out, you know, and use mm-hmm. different actors and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christina, I told you I was on the show. I told you, I gave you the link. It's on the HigherSourceInternational.com underneath the media page. You know, because that's where the, and Christina's is there as well. Hers is actually right above mine, and mine's the last one listed on that page at HigherSourceInternational.com under the media page. Yep, both of them are listed there. And, you know, I loved all the comments that you can go and read that, you know, people leave, and because a lot of them are in just such disbelief. Oh, this was so scripted, but, you know, a lot of it wasn't scripted. It really wasn't. Stuff happened. In fact, it went on a lot longer than actually, you know, the show made it seem. They made it seem that when we left the resort that it was over. No, it wasn't. It went on at the house for weeks between my sister and my brother-in-law. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I still have Mary's mother I deal with, so.
Mm-hmm. Because you still have her ashes.
Well, we still have her dead body in the trunk of Mary's car, so.
Mm-hmm. She ain't too happy about that, so she's going to mess with you.
Every time Mary slams on the brakes, I feel her bump.
Oh my God. Oh, poor thing.
That's all right. She's dead.
Oh my gosh. Well,
it's,
you know.
Ashes,
yeah.
It's
right.
Actually her body.
It's her ashes. Yeah, not her body.
I don't want no police knocking on my door, looking in the trunk of my car. I'll get a few.
We heard you had a dead body in your trunk.
So good.
Oh, my God. But
if you had your mother-in-law like I do, you would want her in the trunk of your car, trust me.
Oh, my God. But now she's messing with her in the supernatural, though, and that ain't cool. That is so not cool. You need to dispose of properly and with respect.
Yeah. We're going August. We're going in July.
Yeah.
Idaho and river. And we're going to throw her ass out there in the river, and I'll never have to worry about her again. Oh, my God.
So, but that's where she'll be happiest, and she'll be glad to be released, I think. So.
That's her little heart, yeah.
Yep.
But she'll be happy.
And I'll push you some energy to help her assist over.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. She's a sweetheart. She really is. Yeah. I just tease her because she's giving us some help.
Right.
Watch the show. You'll get it.
Right. Because at the same time, you know, it did get you on the show because of the evidence that you guys got, and which was real evidence. That was not scripted or made up. You know, mm-hmm. the video that was taken the day that Christina and her team were actually there. Making contact, and that was incredible, seeing her face.
I got one of the best ghost videos, one of the best in the world. It's like in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. Hollywood even told me that. So.
Yeah, because, you know,
videos.
Even with Leanne's reaction, you know, her reaction mm-hmm. and everything to being touched and then seeing the orbs come flying around her, you know, mm-hmm. that was not made up. That was mm-hmm. real.
Yeah, that video and everything was real. Holly, my producer and production company stuff, had it sent away to some amazing videographers and stuff, and they can't debunk it. It's as real as it comes. That ghost, that video of her turning her head and blinking and watching Leanne and all that was real. The head was about, you know, five times bigger than our heads because spirits are bigger than us. We don't know why, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with torsos and arms of spirits that's all that manifested, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands are like five times bigger than my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw one today, Solana.
Oh, my gosh, what?
It was the weirdest thing. I've been seeing them lately. I was pulling in, coming back from the gym. I'm not schizophrenic, people. I was coming in from the gym. I go into my driveway, and there was a car parked across the street from me, and a human darted out between the car and the wall.
Oh, wow.
And there was nobody there.
Right.
It was nobody. It was not. Yeah. I was like, I just laughed. I thought it was funny. It was cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, yeah. So get back on track. So these reality TV shows are starting to clean up a little bit. I think that our energetic prayer and positive thoughts that we're putting out there in the universe is starting to help a little bit. Trash TV is kind of fading away, I think, and that's. And so I'm
well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I still can't believe that Survivor.
I'm gonna claim it.
But
yeah.
You know, whatever. But you know, because these reality shows, people are realizing that they're not so real. You know, they're not. They're just really not. They are completely totally
scripted.
I mean, you know, things, you know, maybe ad-lib in the moment, but the whole premise of the idea of what's to happen is set up. Even with, you know, the shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, there are people that they put in those groups just to cause the havoc and the fun and the trouble and the drama, you know? Those people are not the ones that are at the end getting the last rose, but they're there nonetheless. But anyway, you know, that's just it. You know, we have to realize that our eyes can be deceiving even. And so we have to really look at what's going on and feel how it feels to you. And if it doesn't feel right, it ain't. And then really gain some, you know, what we like to call ovaries. And do something about it, you know, start changing things in your world and, you know, stop, you know, repeating the same things over and over again. And, you know, if you're psychic and you have that ability and, you know, you take ownership of that ability, you know, start going out and putting yourself out in the world and, you know, letting yourself shine. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. You're going to be called all kinds of names. You're going to be given the, you know, heave-ho by some friends. Cause
I let it fall. I'm
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Have you heard of Higher Source International and all the amazing courses and tutors they have? Are you interested in a journey filled with wonder and amazing color? HSI LLC has Tarot, Dreams Interpretation, Psychic Development, Spiritual Healer, How to See and Read Auras, Workshops, and much, much more. Go to HigherSourceInternational.com and find the class or workshop that you are drawn to. That's HigherSourceInternational.com.
Come to PPR Radio when you need supernatural relief.
Oh, we need some supernatural relief.
We need it. Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God. All right.
Breathe,
I think we all know how I feel about Skype now. It's still offline on my computer, by the way. The only reason I'm on is because I have a Skype telephone at home with a, you know, like an independent router like Magic Jack. Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? My internet's app is Skype that's off. So it's not my internet. It's Skype. And so they are totally blowing it with me. I'm about ready to take my money somewhere else. That's $30 I paid for, you know.
Is there anything other than Skype? Isn't Skype kind of a monopoly on this thing? I mean, where are we
at? I know. This is true. Well, the Google phone or something like that. Someone, they're just now hearing the urinate.
Are they?
Someone's peeing. Sorry. I just love those.
PPR radio, get it? PPR radio.
Yeah, where you're innate. we got to help something out here, I tell you. Some kind of relief. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The humor.
Wow.
We need the humor because I'm done being frustrated with it. I'm done. I'm done with it. Okay, you hear me? I'm done. So, anyway, moving on.
No mo.
So, anyway, yeah, I think it's probably just a time for us to take some phone calls. How about that? How about we just take some calls and see how that goes?
I'm kind of down. I'm down. Yeah.
You're down. I'm down.
Dead.
All right. We only got about 39 minutes to go anyway, so let's go ahead and see. We got a couple callers on the line here. Oh, cool. Nice. All right. So let's go ahead and take the first one who's been hanging on the longest here. So 562, you're on the air with us. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. I didn't know I was the longest one.
Well, there's a few that hung up when we were bantering.
All right.
Anyway. But I'm open to whatever you have around me. I got a lot of different things going on.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl. I know Solana, and I listen to Chris's show as well, both of you,
because
you've had shows before.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we do a show every Wednesday together now, so yeah.
Now we do.
Uh-huh.
And Monday night, I do Curious
Science.
Yep. Yes. So, yeah. All right, cool. All right, so Cheryl, then. All right, anything that spirit might have come through? What's that? Mm-hmm. You got something?
Yeah, I asked her, did you just recently get a doctor's appointment and get a pretty good checkup?
Did I just get a disappointment? Say that again?
No. I must be breaking up again. Darn it! I said, okay. Have you just recently had a doctor's appointment? Quite a big workup, and everything was okay.
Yes, everything was okay. I'm waiting for authorization for surgery.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know. Good. Okay, I'm glad you said that. Actually, whatever the surgery or whatever the whatever's going on with you, the outcome is going to be good. This is something that needs to be done. You're going to be okay. And just to kind of relax. Archangel Uriel, I don't ever get those, so that's unusual. Archangel Uriel is around you, wants to work with you in this situation. Now, everything else in your life as far as medical, once you take care of this situation, you're going to be in pretty good shape. So they just kind of want you to relax.
Yeah, because I'm doing a lot of work on my teeth. I'm having a bunch of teeth pulled on the 16th of April, but also waiting for authorization on my body for surgery.
Okay. I know you're going through some transitions medically, but you're going to be okay. It just seems like, well, Spirit's basically telling me, my spirit guide, Eli, is that you're a little bit concerned or worried about the outcome or some situations. And you know, whatever happens, it's all going to turn out okay. Make sure that you pull in Archangel Uriel. For some reason, I mean, I don't work with a lot of angels like that, so it's kind of cool that he came in to, or my spirit guide came in to tell me that he's around you and wants to help you through this, especially the relaxation part of this, because you're awful tense. You're a little concerned about something. Just kind of relax, okay, around
this? I got a lot of things in the fire. I have a letter to the DA in L.A. for criminal charges for the person who hurt me. It's been a long journey. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Solana a couple of years ago. So I'm actually down to the DA for criminal. I don't know how that's going to go. That's been quiet. You see what else? Husband, he's had some issues getting him to sign papers, go to a marriage retreat. He's in June, so
you do have a lot on your plate.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to it's like 4 days, and he's been dodging, but I'm hoping he goes, because there's a lot of outside influences. So I'm hoping he goes to that. That's important for us as a family. There's just so much at the same. I feel like everything coming at me in different directions. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm very overwhelmed.
And you're absolutely, and I think I kind of put it that way. You're overwhelmed, you're worried, you have a lot on your plate. This is where Uriel is going to come in. So do a little research with Uriel. Find out more about him if you don't. I'm sure you know a lot. But, you know, Google him a little bit. Learn a little bit more about him and utilize him in your life. Like I said, it's unusual for me to bring in an angel for somebody or an archangel. So that's quite an honor, and that they do want to work with you, and that you have been through a lot. It's time for you to relax and know that you're going to be protected, and it's all going to come out in the end. Your health, especially, is going to be okay.
Okay, criminal charges, any justice?
I feel like everything in your life that's on your plate, so that would be included, is all going to turn out. Maybe in not the speed or the time that you would like it to, but it will all turn out for you. Good, Absolutely.
And the husband's going in June.
Yeah, I think, and that's basically what he's telling me. My guide, Eli, is telling me everything on your plate is going to turn. Utilize your archangel, Uriel. Pull him in, pray, ask him to guide you, help you through this, and maybe speed it up a little bit. Give you some signs that everything's okay. Really utilize them. When they're wanting to work with you that much, oh my God, utilize it. Take advantage of it.
I pray a lot.
Make sure you pull in him, Uriel. Find out more about him.
Okay.
I don't know. Is Uriel the medical, Solana? Is he a healer?
Yes, the healer. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. There you go, then. So utilize him in your
that
life as well.
Sense.
Solana, you got anything?
No, you're great. I'm glad that you picked up with Cheryl, because I have talked to her before, and I'm glad that things are starting to at least take shape for you.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's a long journey.
Yeah.
Yes, it has been. In fact, it's been more than a year or so ago. It was like 2010. I think it was the first time that I spoke with you.
It's been a few years. Yeah, I've had a couple with Solana, so a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Oh,
it's been good for those who haven't called her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're awesome.
You know, the prosecution and all that stuff, that's all going to be in your favor and all that, blah, blah, blah. That'll work out just longer than you would like. But the health part is what I think is very precious to know. Is that
put
that's
myself
all
back together.
Me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, put myself back together. Mm-hmm. And it's been a strain on our marriage.
Well, absolutely. I get
and
that.
And that's where the four-day retreat, he's dreading it. So it's been hard. It's a lot of hurt and different levels.
I get where you're coming from. I feel that. So it's been a very difficult road, but I just feel like you're there's a light. Now you can see the light. And so at the end of that tunnel, and it's been a long journey and a long tunnel, but it's all going turn out and everything's going to be fine with your husband, you, everything else. I honestly believe that.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all breathe.
Right. All right. Yes, breathe.
Okay. Thank you, Solana. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you for calling in. If you would just push one for me there, and that'll just take you out of the queue. I appreciate that. All right. So, and you can still hang on there and listen to the rest of the show. We've got about another 31 minutes to go. So we're going to take area code 757. You're on the air with Christine Beth. What can we do for you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hello? How are you? What's your name?
Here.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you? Okay, good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Ken. I'm calling from Virginia.
From Virginia. Okay, Ken, what can we do for you?
All right. So, gosh, my mind just went blank now.
What's that?
I said my mind had just went blank. I knew what I was going to ask, but I forgot. Just went
blank. Oh, your mind went blank.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Tell it to come back.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll try to tell it to come back. Recently I haven't been working. I just got this new job, but I'm trying to work on, you know, getting to be able to financially stable by myself as opposed to living with my mom. And there's a lot of stuff I want to get back into as far as like intuition development and stuff. And that's why I need to be financially stable, so I can be able to go out on my own and then be able to do what I want to do. So I guess asking, what do you guys pick up for that?
Yeah, it's interesting. When you first started talking, though, and I was trying to, you know, connecting with your name, and the first thing I saw was this racehorse. And I mean a racehorse, not just, you know, a little horse that's in the pasture, but a racehorse in full sprint on the track. And just trying to get to the finish line. And then, you know, he just kind of represents what you're feeling right now and what you feel like you're having to accomplish to get to where you need to be and, you know, get to where you want to, you know, who you want to be, really is what it is, right? Who you want to be.
Yep, cool.
So, you know, and it could be also that the horse is your totem, which we've been talking a lot about totems, Miss Christina here, and the horse, you know, represents that kind of, you know, zest and that, you know, that you have to get up and go, and she probably described it a little better than I could, but that's the energy that I feel from you. So you're racing towards that finish line, though, because, you know, I don't even think you really know exactly who you are, what it is that you want to be when you grow up, you know, I mean, to that point where you just, you know, you're going in from different things to different things and, you know, not really, you know, taking ownership of who you are and really going and doing what you want to go and do. And are you very good with your hands? Are you in construction or, because I see you doing stuff with your hands and.
I'm not good at construction, but I was thinking about taking this CNA. My mom's been trying to get me into like CNA nursing work, and I just was like, I don't know, you know, drama. I don't really like drama. I don't really like being around girls like that. But then I gave in, and I was like, you know what, the money would be good, so why not go for that until I decide on going back to what I was doing before, because I'm 22 and was doing like a spiritual development. I had to stop it because I had to support myself financially. You know, I'm getting older. My mom can always take care of me, so I had to stop that and then put up with a lot of people that I work for. So I'm tired of doing it, and I'm ready to go out on my own now.
Right. Yeah, I feel it. You know, I know you're ready for that sprint to run.
Mm-hmm.
You're so ready to be there. But you just said you're 22. You got some time. You ain't getting older. You're just getting up there.
It just feels all, I guess, because I'm a Sagittarius.
It just feels
like nothing's happening fast. So.
Yeah, and it'll never happen fast enough for you. That's why you got to stop. What is
mm-hmm.
it that Amy and them are saying now? Because you really got to stop, drop, and breathe. You know, and just really just take it one thing at a time and, you know, really don't be in a rush, you know, because when you're in a rush, then you don't enjoy the moment, you know, you forget
yeah.
and you lose what it is that you're not here just to do, but you're here to be, you know, so
yep.
you got to find yourself to be, and then you'll find your groove and then what it is that will sustain your life. And then,
yep.
you know, what it is that you can take on extra. But I definitely see you working with your hands. Now, if that's not, you know, being in construction or anything like that, it's definitely in the creative sense. So you could even, like, start a new kind of media or some kind of art, you know,
mm-hmm.
with what you've got going on in your hands. And it also can mean that you're a healer because
yeah.
you are, you know, because you're on your spiritual path, you're going towards that way of being that hands-on healer as well. So.
Yeah. I was about
you know
to say
that.
That when you said working with hands, I already knew what you were talking about because every time I
mm-hmm.
speak to a psychic, they always – tell me that. I'm just like, well, I have this book I've been reading a lot of, shaman books, and I'm really interested in the chakra, energetic anatomy books. I
mm-hmm.
like healing. So when you said
oh,
that,
well,
I'm
yeah.
going to be talking.
Well, are you on Facebook? You need to join us on Facebook because I'm fixing to have a free chakra workshop. Yeah,
yeah
you
sure.
know, I have I have the school, Higher Source International, where we teach about psychic development and how to see and read auras. And Miss Christina teaches about oracle card reading and animal totems. And
yeah.
so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So you definitely, you know, and again, we do a lot of free workshops and stuff. And we have a wish list. You can go put your name for any kind of course and stuff
okay.
that you might want to be gifted. Because we have angels and stuff that are with us at HSI, and they definitely support other people in their journey. And so
mm-hmm.
help out when they can and as they can. So that's a cool way to get in your – and then also
yeah.
free psychic development ability page on Facebook where we do a bunch of free exercises and stuff and just to keep the, you know, abilities
mm-hmm.
going and, you know, developing. So
yeah.
join us on
sure.
there as well.
I would love to be a
but
part
yeah,
of that.
Christina,
yeah.
do you have anything? Yeah, that would be awesome because I see you being that healer too, so – So as far as your career and things like
yeah,
that that you want to do, you're never
healing.
Really going to be happy, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be wanting to do the spiritual stuff. But you got to realize that all of us that are in the spiritual stuff, we're not all Sylvia Brown and, you know, the big names and stuff. So what we do
mm-hmm.
is a job and help, you know, we know that we're going to be provided and sustain our life so that we can do
yeah.
other things for other people. Because we do a lot
yep.
of stuff for free. You know, I mean, like
mm-hmm.
the readings we're doing right now, this is, you know, this is mine and Christina's time, you know, that we just donate, you know, and give, volunteer because we know that, you know, half of what we do is for the betterment of mankind. So half of what we do
yes.
is for free. So it's not
yep.
that we're, you know, making a living on what we do, but yet we are sustained. We live in that faith and, you know, and living with your mom
this,
sometimes is okay. Just don't be like 12-year-old. Be the 22-year-old.
yeah. And what you guys
are doing.
It's hard
to do around mama.
Yeah, what you guys are doing
well,
is awesome. I think it's fun. And I used to be on a radio show with a teacher that I worked with, and she was, you know, she was helping me out and, you know, getting me out there. We did radio shows, and I loved to do it. Like, my whole day can be going so bad when I did a radio show, I get excited about it. I love it.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So,
do
yeah.
you,
yes,
you're doing your assisting. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you by chance have your, are you in your...
Wait, you said that again?
You're breaking up, hon. You're breaking up,
hello?
Christina. Are you there? Miss Christina, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yes. Can you hear me? Sorry,
yes.
Skype is just really off today. Really quick, you have your ministry,
Hello?
You're still breaking up. I'm not even sure what you're asking.
Does he have his minister license? Minister,
no, I
minister.
Don't.
Are you able to go online and get your minister license?
I don't know how to get. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, you go online.
Universal Life Church.
Yes, Universal Life Church. Write that down.
Okay.
Universal iSearch. It's, you could pay anywhere from $15 to $45, $50, depending on the package you want. Get that,
okay,
because you will be a spiritual, you will have a spiritual church.
Wait, say that again?
You will open a spiritual church.
Cool. And, you know,
spiritual church. Somebody tell him this.
There's one here in Virginia. I only went to it one time. And I had, like, after a couple of months, I called her, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 days ago asking about, you know, what events that they had, because they haven't updated their website. And she's like, yeah, you should stop by again. So, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I
actually
see. I see you, the mm-hmm. caller will. I see you having a spiritual church. You may work as a protege under somebody with a church.
Mm-hmm.
You may even have to volunteer some time, but you will start your own little church with people looking for that certain spirituality. Not really
mm-hmm.
a religion, so to say, Baptist
yeah.
or anything like that. Spiritual church. You will have a church. So I want you to focus on that.
Okay. And it's called Universal... What
Life, Universal Life Church. Google
okay.
it. Google it. It'll come up and get your certification and everything, so that you can have a church or that you can work for be like a pastor. Because you'll be a once you get that license, you're a pastor in the United
yep.
States. You will be a pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, because they believe in the premise that those that are called will come and not, you know, have to go to a church, but that you can, you know, take that calling. And not have to go through all the you know, theological study and school and everything, because you're not teaching based on just the Bible and that knowledge there.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's more universal.
Religion.
That's why they call it universal life. Yeah, I love it. I'm a minister through it, and you know, and I own
I
that.
Do.
And I take that and I take it seriously, because a lot of people are like, well, anybody can be it. And I'm like, yeah, well, anybody can be accredited also, but it's what you
mm-hmm.
do with it, you know, from there, you know. So do with you what. Do with it what you will, but you do with what you're guided to do with it, not what you will, but what you're guided to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
We're all guided by that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah. Yeah,
again, join us
yeah.
on Facebook. You can find Christina
yeah.
Nelson under
yeah.
Christina Nelson, and you can find me under Solana
yeah.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys a request as soon as I get off.
Absolutely. And we'll introduce you into the community and get you going and get you some teaching going on. And you'll be, before you know it, within 3 years, you're going to have your own church with quite a few people under you looking for that
yes.
spirituality. I do see that for you.
Especially
you're
Virginia.
Leader.
It's needed.
You're a leader.
Yeah, and you know, I always wanted to open up. I always want to open up my own center. I always
well,
said
you
that
will.
Regardless. So,
well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Own that.
Awesome.
That.
I'm
going to
own it.
That.
Yeah.
Own it. Yes, you will. Yes, absolutely. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Ken. Well, thank you for
today.
Calling in. Yep,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
And
thank
Pastor,
you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Pastor Ken. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one. Thank you.
All right, honey,
you too.
Man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you would just press one for me, just take you out of my queue. But you can hang out and listen to the rest
really
of the show.
Like
we've only got about... I know. I love it. You know, so step into your knowing, honey. That's what it's all about. Step into your knowing. All right. So,
man,
go with that.
He already is. He's 22 years old.
I know, right? I know. That's awesome. That's freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, 519, you're on with Christina and myself. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Serena. I'm calling from Ontario.
Hey, Serena. How can we help you today?
Hey.
Hey. I just want to know if you have anything that comes up in terms of finances or a job.
You too are very intuitive as well. So I guess you're coming into your own as a spiritualist as well. Because your vibration, your energy is very it's high.
You're only hesitant though because of your surrounding. Yeah, she's like hesitant because of her surroundings. She's trying to ask you something, and I'm saying, no, you're hesitant. But anyway, go ahead, Christina. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, maybe, yeah, you know what? She probably is hesitant, but man, girl, you are very, you have the gifts as well. Do I see anything with your future? I'm
just
so caught up.
Jobs. I've been applying for a long time. And so I just want to know basically if there's a job offer in the near future.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you how I know this, because you're so spiritual and you're so such a high vibration. All you have to do is put it out there in the universe. I will get this job. I will get this job. And don't put any negativity in front of it. This is the job I want, absolutely, hands down. Keep that flow of that positive energy out there for that job, and you'll get it, just as I do. You know, really quickly, I'll tell you a quick story. Yesterday, I wanted this pair of shoes, and they were $180 because they're really good for my knees. I wanted to pay for them. I didn't want my partner to pay for them. Sometimes I want to do this. So I told Spirit before I even got home, I want to be able to pay for these shoes. I will pay for these shoes. These are my shoes. And before I got home, I had two readings lined up on the phone in the car to pay for my shoes. So that's what I'm saying. Because you are such a high faith and a high vibration, and that you so much believe in your spiritual self, that when you put it out there in the universe, vibration is getting heard and you have what you want. You know, anything you want is there for you to take, especially for you. You have no doubt. So take
it's just taking long. Like, this has been going on for 6 months and there's nothing to show for it yet.
Are you putting any kind of negativity in front of that? Like, I'm so sick of not getting the job. I won't get this job because, you know what, I've got the last job. Are you kind of doing that, which is on the human side of us, we do that? Are you doing that?
No, I've had a lot of faith knowing that my guides will take care of me and stuff. It's just,
there you go.
I don't know why it's taking so bloody long.
It sure is, and you know, it's that stupid word that they always throw at me, and I hate it, and they know it, and that's that word, patience. But then I'll say, patience, what am I supposed to freaking starve to death, people? I mean, I'm working for you, and here I'm, you know, come on. That's what I tell my spirit, because I get mad at them sometimes. It's okay, we're allowed. But yeah, 6 months is a little long. Especially with somebody, not that you're any better or we're any better than anybody else, but sometimes our spirit, our faith is so strong that, and our vibration that, we should get the things that we want because we believe and trust so much. We don't put any doubt or anything in front of it. Why aren't we getting this?
I used to a long time ago. Well, not even a long time ago. Like, I've changed so much in the last year, it's not even funny, but... but I don't do that anymore, and so I have total faith that I will get the job. It's just a matter of when, and it would be nice if it was sooner than later because I have bills to pay.
And you know, and that's right. I knew that about you. Go ahead, Solana, and then I got a card for her. I pulled a card for her, so go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if you have any, like, temporary agencies in your area, but they just showed me you going from a job to a job to a job, which for me is a temporary agency. So if you know, until you find something permanent, just to get you something now, you can start with a temporary situation, you know, where you work different jobs, but you get paid the same. There's no benefits with it, but you get paid.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of not where I'm headed because I want to buy a house. I can't buy a house if I don't have a permanent job.
Exactly.
Right, but in the meantime, you know, until you get that, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to stop looking for a permanent job, but it'll give you some money. It'll give
I
you some yeah, substance
time.
Now.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
because your temporary jobs not always are full time. You know what I mean? They're not temporary. You might work a couple days. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not something that you'd be doing full time and still have time. And you're never going to lose focus on finding it, what it is. No matter what you're doing, you'll always find where you get your way back around what it is you want to do. You kind of have to reinvent yourself here, is what I'm seeing. You need to reinvent yourself and put it in a different. I don't know, just a different language, even what you're putting out, and I don't, and I mean on resumes and talking to people. I don't know how you're selling it for what you can. I don't know what this is, but that's what they're showing me. All right, Christina, you've got your card. Go ahead.
Yeah, for some reason I felt like I needed to pull her this card, and they're called the. And I'm not a big card person. People know that, but it's called Life Purpose Cards. And the card that I pulled for you is called Leadership. And I'm trying to find it in the book. Here it is, Leadership. It says, this card comes to you as a signal that you're ready to assume the role as a leader. You recently may have come across a situation in which you thought somebody should do something about this. Well, you are that somebody. Although you may not feel entirely prepared or qualified to assume your leadership role, the angels assure you that you're ready. They will guide you through every step of that, that you can gain confidence and certainty about your path. Take time to meditate and listen to your inner guidance, which will clearly show you your first steps upon this path. Your leadership will inspire you and others to speak up and take charge in their lives as well. You will be getting a job, absolutely, as I read this. I saw it hands down, but you need to see yourself as a leader as well. Not only stay positive and knowing that you're going to get a job, but see yourself as getting a job and being a leader, like a supervisor, manager, whatever. What is it exactly you do?
Well, what I want to do is something totally different from what I need to do. And mm-hmm. so what I want to do is have my own spiritual healing practice, but mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. takes time, and a lot mm-hmm. of I still have a lot of courses to take, but mm-hmm. realistically, I'm doing administration type work.
Okay, perfect. And I see you at a desk, so that works for me, and that's working for what I'm feeling around you. Now, see yourself as coming into a situation as a leader. Be very bold and very strong, because you are a very bold, very strong person, and you need to come off that way. I don't think you're coming off quite strong. You're a very strong woman. You are a leader, and you're going to be really good at that, at being in the spiritual world as a healer, and having your inner light center or whatever it is you're going to have. You're going to be amazing at it. But until then, you got to pay the bills. Is right. But you're going to be coming into a situation as a leader, and you got to go in with that frame of mind. Are there certain jobs where there are administration jobs where that you can be a leader, or you are a leader, or you could be a supervisor, manager, or whatever, but you think to yourself, I'm not ready for that, I'm not good enough at that?
I think I'm not qualified as others are. Yeah, exactly.
You are.
Okay.
You're not, and that's exactly what Spirit was showing me as I was reading this, is that you're not giving yourself enough confidence, and that you have to give yourself that confidence. I've thought things like that myself, and when I did give myself the confidence, I would land the job. It's all about the confidence, and you do have the abilities to do this. Because I was a warehouse manager and supervisor for years. I would manage million square foot buildings because I knew I could do it, and I had the confidence to do it. You have to know that and feel that around your energy, and you know that being spiritual. So put that energy out there, and you will get a job. It's not going to be just one of the girls in the office. You're going to have a job with responsibilities. You'll be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to own it. Huh?
Do you have like a time frame almost?
I would say within the next couple of months, because I know it's not going to be 2 days. Probably, if not 2 weeks, 2 months. So I'm getting the number two. But I want you to come in now with the confidence that you own that place. Not that I may not be qualified, because you are.
Right.
You are qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the confidence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about that as I apply to my job. Sometimes I say to myself, well, you know, this is so menial. Why am I applying to these types of things? And then, mm-hmm. then I start applying to others that I think that I'm way underqualified for. But then there, I think that's probably what I'm putting out to the universe is why
you
I'm
are.
Not getting anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just figured
it out. That's why I said reinvent yourself.
Solana said that, reinvent yourself. So now you're going to, you just had the card that validated it. You just validated it. I felt it. So guess what? All the way around, it's for you to step up into who you truly are, reinvent yourself as a leader, and go into these situations as I own it, I trust it, I'm a leader, I'm a supervisor, I'm a manager, and I can do this. And guess what? You're going to call in this show in 2 weeks or 2 months and say, Chris, Solana, I got the job. Bam, own it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will do that.
And
I want
to say
so
one
much.
More thing. They got to get you a job, because you need to make some money so that you can open your Learning Light Center, because you're going to be, or your Healing Light Center. Is that what you're going to call it? I keep wanting to say your Healing Light Center. You're going to open this facility that's going to be amazing. So get busy.
Yeah, and that's what's holding me back, is if I don't have a job, I can't fund
mm-hmm.
my courses, right? So
mm-hmm,
I want to start that as soon as possible.
There you go. So now own it, trust it. Now, from this moment on, you're going to go out and you're a leader. You're a badass mofo, and you're going to do it. That's it.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
All right, kid.
Own it.
Thank
own
you.
It, sister.
Own it.
And join us on Facebook. Again, we got groups, and, you know, where we support each other. You know?
Okay.
And, you know,
we'll,
just
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go on there right now.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Christina
All right.
Nelson, Solana, Sherry Solana.
Sherry.
Solana Sherry.
Okay.
I know. They made me do both. But anyway, yeah, you'll find us there. All right.
Sounds
thanks
good.
For calling in, though. Do call back. Yeah, let us know what you're up
thank
to.
You.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Own it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Yeah, own it. We all got to own it. That's the thing. We don't own it. And then we think we own it, and then we have self-doubt. So we didn't really own it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what she was doing. That's
what we all do. We just don't even know. Confidence is the biggest thing that I deal with my students. So hello, Erica 786. You're on the air with us. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi. My name is Eduardo. I'm calling from Miami.
Hello, Eduardo. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Christina and Solana, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
yes. Yeah, I wanted to see if you could help me. I'm trying to... if we get some advice. I'm trying to get a new project started, and it turns out I do need a developer. I was hoping to work with a developer that I worked in the past. His name is Jesse, but he's not getting back to me. You think he's still the right choice, or should I start looking for another developer for this project?
Can I ask you what the project is?
Well, it's an online site. He worked actually on the game that I was working on, mobile game, which I would like him to get back to it because I still haven't finished it. But this was for another project that I'm working on.
Okay. Solana?
Yeah.
I say go for another. I actually see two gentlemen that are coming forward in the arena of development. And so I think they're partners. And so, you know, that would be beneficial to you. Two heads are better than one, so to speak, kind of situation with them coming in to assist you. But I would move on because I feel the other person feels like it's just a hard time. Hard time. So we're just going to go with hard time because I'm not reading him. I'm just saying for your interaction with him, it's going to be limited. And it's going to be like that. It's like, I don't know if he just lost what it was that, you know, y'all found together in that program or in that, you know, that project, but it feels off to me. I actually see two other people coming in. So if you would, you know, keep that in mind. Put it out there, though, you know, because you could always use two or three, you know, two, three people to help you move it. And, you know, can I say, is it military-like movement? Is there military movement kind of stuff in this game?
In the game,
military maneuvers.
There's one character. There's in the military.
Okay. Well, because I just see kind of movement, and so I want you to be as covert as that military guy would be,
okay.
And know that you can put yourself into a situation where you're talking to several different people, see who comes forward first. Because I feel two guys are in this. They're not partners, and they're going to be like competing to work with you.
Okay. So, are you saying that I should work with the two of them, or just hire one?
Yeah. Well, again, you're going to have two people coming forward, and if they're not working together, they're going to be competing to work with you. So take the one that looks right, feels right for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah,
okay.
I don't see no J attached to this, so I don't think it's the guy you've been working with. It's two different people.
Okay. And the game now, I guess the game came out, so maybe there's a message there. I need to hire somebody else for that to finish the game because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I need basically some updates for the new phones and stuff. So, and I don't want to use the same guys that are working now.
Right. Yeah,
they're charging too much money, so.
Yeah, there you go. People always want it, right? So, yeah, do what's right for you that way.
Long,
keep
you know,
moving forward.
Excuses.
Yeah, forget that. Forget that. No excuses. You can't move forward with an excuse.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, any advice? Any messages that wants to come through?
Let's see if Christina got anything message-wise. You're nobody's fool. You're nobody's fool. That's what I just heard in my head for you, to tell him he's nobody's fool. So don't act like nobody's fool. Don't play the fool. All right? Whatever that means for you.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
I got to figure out. I know I'm not nobody's fool. But...
No.
Yeah, that's
you're nobody's fool.
I get that advice, though. Darn cat just jumped up on my desk and hit me. So, you know, I keep getting this word, move forward. You need to move forward in a little bit of a faster pace. Whatever it is you're doing, it's a little bit, I feel like it's a snail's pace. Does it seem like it's just really taking a long time for this to develop?
Yeah, the last, until I decided I needed a developer, it's been like a week that I haven't been able to do any progress, you know?
Okay, yeah, you need to really pull in your guides. You have guides around you. Everybody does. Your guardian angels, your guides, your spirit guides, whatever. Pull in your team and say, look, guys, come on. Get this done.
Yeah,
just
cool.
Take some quiet time. I want you to really concentrate on it and say, team, we got to pull this together. Got to make a living because they're just telling me it's dragging its feet. Pull in your team.
Okay, cool stuff. Yeah, cause right. I already posted a job, so maybe I can start getting offers from developers.
Absolutely.
And I'll choose the right one. awesome. Thank you so much.
Good.
Great message.
All
you're
right.
Welcome.
Let us know how you're going. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
So let us know what you're up to.
Will do. Thank you
all
so much.
All right. Thank you. I love his accent. Mm-mm-mm. Come back and talk to me.
Yeah.
No.
Come back and like Solana's page. She loves your accent. He's kind of sexy. He was. You could tell. I could tell. And I could tell he was good looking. Ooh, Solana's single. She's pretty. All right.
Anyway. And he's in Miami. I'm just up the street in Palm Harbor. But anyway. Just kidding. But anyway, call me.
Okay.
No, anyway, we have a minute left, so, and I know we got a couple more callers on the line, but I'm sorry. We won't be able to get to you today. But I do appreciate you guys calling in and you guys hanging out with us in the chat room. You guys are amazing. You guys keep it going in there. And we got Amy and Beautiful and Cheryl and Christy and Curious Times. Man, catch her show every night, 10 o'clock Eastern time here on Blog Talk Radio. And then Eduardo, call me. And then we got the guest. And then Christina, Jennifer. And then Christina Hunter. We got Bree, Storm Chasing Angel. We appreciate you all coming in and hanging out with us every Wednesday. We'll be back next week with the Flame Twins. That's Sarah and Sophia. They do love reading. So you guys will be all over that. Call in to find out what your love life is going to be like. But
yes,
so that's next Wednesday. We'll
Eduardo,
see you all then. It's plenty fun. But anyway.
Eduardo. Anyway.
No, don't. She's just going to embarrass me. All right. All right, guys. Thanks again. And we will be back here next Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern time. Be there or be square. Otherwise, say goodbye, Miss Christina. Goodbye, Christina. Say goodbye, Christina. Say goodbye. She's not saying goodbye.
Bye.
Like she muted me already. Okay, there she goes.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Paranormal Psychic Radio Program.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.